Simon & Schuster Audio presents Watching You, a novel by Lisa Jewell. Read by Gabrielle Glaister.
My Diary. 20th of September, 1996. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to feel. Is this normal? He's an adult. He's twice my age. There's no way, no. There's no way, but oh, God. I wish there was. Dear Diary, I think I'm in love with my English teacher.
Prologue, 24th of March. DC Rose Pelham kneels down. She can see something behind the kitchen door just in front of the bin. For a minute, she thinks it's a blood-stained twist of tissue, maybe, or an old bandage. Then she thinks perhaps it is a dead flower. But as she looks at it more closely, she can see that it's a tassel. A red suede tassel. The sort that might once have been attached to a handbag or to a boot. It sits just on top of a small puddle of blood, strongly suggesting that it had fallen there in the aftermath of the murder. She photographs it in situ from many angles, and then, with her gloved fingers, she plucks the tassel from the floor and drops it into an evidence bag, which she seals. She stands up and turns to survey the scene of the crime. A scruffy kitchen. Old-fashioned pine units. A green arga piled with pots and pans. A large wooden table piled with table mats and exercise books. And newspapers and folded washing. A small extension to the rear, with a cheap timber-glazed roof, double doors to the garden, a study area with a laptop, a printer, a shredder, a table lamp. It's an innocuous room, bland even. A kitchen like a million other kitchens all across the country. A kitchen for drinking coffee in, for doing homework and eating breakfast and reading newspapers in.
Not a- Sample complete. Ready to continue?